This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So it's so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love it, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm
indeed. Thank you, Miss Janelle Monáe. This is Triple Bypass. I am Jennifer. It is the last Tuesday of the month, which means it's time for the representation hour. And tonight, look, mostly I'm going to be playing you a bunch of my favourite bisexual bangers, because in between songs, I'm going to have a look at the history of Mardi Gras and the history of how bisexuals or bi-plus people have been included, excluded or erased from LGBTQIA+ activism, and how often we've kind of changed our narrative to suit the cause, if you will. But I promise you that in between all of that, I'm just going to play you happy stuff because I don't know about you, but I'm a bit exhausted. It seems like every second day there's a new discussion of whether or not we're gay enough to be around. And there's somebody else having their bisexual identity erased. So in the name of reclaiming identities, here is the inimitable Freddie Mercury with Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. You're on Joy.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Freddie, we know what you were and we love you and we claim you as our own. You are on Joy. It's 9 minutes past, 8 minutes past nine, not 9 minutes past eight. Look, I'm sure it's 9 minutes past eight somewhere. Is that how time works? I am Jennifer. This is Triple Bypass and it is the last Tuesday of the month, which means this is the representation hour. And normally, I would bring you my best commentary on bisexual characters in pop culture. But next weekend is Mardi Gras, the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. And I can't help but notice, once again, that we're a little bit left out. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit tired of it. And do you know what? I would love to know about you. Let me know how you feel about Mardi Gras. Do you think it's a great excuse to celebrate? Do you feel included? Does the gay and lesbian tag put you off? Do you not care? SMS me on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Tell me your opinion. I want to know. In the meantime, let's have a listen to Shay Diamond with I Am Her.
And problems that I go through. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. If I hide my face, heaven would be, and it wouldn't be the worst thing that I ever did. It's a hell of a world that we're living in. James 2:10, a sin is a sin. Don't look at me immediately and whisper behind my back thinking I'm naive. That's my southern tolerates more abuse than even I can believe. There's an outcast in everybody's life, and I am her. There's a dark cloud in everybody's sunlight, and I am her. There's a shadow in everybody's front door, and I am her. The aroma lingers on generations I've known. And it's ironic, the smarter we get, the less we understand about the simplest shit. I am Shane, she is me. We get down with our bad selves figuratively. Don't care too much what other people say. I get along well by my goddamn self. Never ask for no one's philosophy.
You are on Joy. It's 9:15. This is Goldfrapp. Ooh la la. Happy Tuesday.
Last, switch me on.
Goldfrapp there on Joy with Ooh La La. Goldfrapp, who is in fact not straight, not gay. There's something else. It's not halfway in between. And it falls under the magical umbrella of Bi+. It's 18 minutes past nine. I'm Jennifer. This is Triple Bypass. It's the last Tuesday of the month, which means ordinarily I would be bringing you my best I could do critique of bisexual representation in pop culture. But tonight, I'm a bit jacked off because it's Mardi Gras time again. And, well, it's Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras time again. And while our community is supposed to be all, you know, tits and glitter, it's really not. Apart from all of the regular complaints about Mardi Gras, like the 78ers being left out of the celebration and it mostly being concerned with the corporate sponsors and the squeaky, clean, beautiful image, it doesn't actually include the vast majority of what should be our community. And I don't think that's good enough because it's supposed to be celebrating advances in human rights for all of us. I want to know what you think. SMS me on 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Are you certain about Mardi Gras? Are you not sure? Are you figuring it out? Are you conflicted? Tell me how you're feeling, what you're thinking. I will be having a look at the history of bisexual people's involvement in LGBTQI plus rights campaigning. There's a post by Rio Viradania, excuse my pronunciation, on bi.org, which is great, by the way, in which they write, the piece is on is called What Can the Bi Community Learn from Dan Savage? It's great. I recommend reading it. But they write in this, the enormous and unprecedentedly fast success of the gay rights movement happened due to a strategic choice on the part of activists to encourage as many people as possible to positively identify as gay. A lot of our forebears kept themselves quiet, dealt with the fact that they had to pass in order to be part of the movement because they knew that they were working towards rights that would benefit all of us. Unfortunately, that wave of change hasn't really continued. And a lot of us, ace people, bi plus people, trans people, are kind of getting a little bit left out. So, look, tonight I'm mostly going to play you music because I think it's probably what we could all do with. But, yeah, I do want to know what you think. Text in on 0427-JOY-949, email onair@joy.org.au. Right now, here is Janis Joplin live at Woodstock with Peace of My Heart on Joy. It's 22 minutes past nine.
Yeah, I heard that, man. How are y'all? How are you out there? Are you okay? You're not, yeah, you're staying stoned and you got enough water and you got a place to sleep and everything? What does that mean? Because we ought to, all of us, you know, I don't mean to be preachy, but we ought to remember, and that means promoters too, that music's for grooving, man, and music's not for putting yourself through bad changes. You know, I mean, you don't have to go take anybody's shit, man, just to like music. You know what I mean? You don't. So if you're getting more shit than you deserve, you know what to do about it, man. You know, it's just music. Music's supposed to be different than that.
didn't I give another everything that I ever had to give? Oh, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I think I've had enough of it, I'm gonna show you, baby, that I want to be tough. Well, you keep calm on, calm on, calm on, calm on, and take it. Take another little piece of my heart, no, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, but darling, yeah, 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 yeah. Have another little piece of my heart, my daddy, daddy, daddy. You know you got it. You're looking good on a deep down inside. I know you know it ain't never been right. Never, 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 never hear me cry now.
It's 29 minutes past nine. You are on Joy. I'm Jennifer. It's Triple Bypass. We're on the last Tuesday of the month, which means it's the representation hour. But instead of talking pop culture this month, I'm sharing my thoughts and feelings about the history of bisexual inclusion or erasure from queer activism, because it is Mardi Gras coming up next weekend, the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. And there's a whole lot of evidence of bi erasure and biphobia in the history of LGBT activism. Binet USA president, Faith, or former president, I think now, Faith Cheltenham, is on record as saying almost every major LGBT organisation either had bisexuals involved with the beginning of the organisation or it has a history of biphobia. You could say that the history of LGBT movement is a history of biphobia in part because of political concerns. So let's talk about that. Let's have a look at it. Brenda Howard, who is often called the Mother of Pride, the woman who organised the first march in New York City on the first anniversary of Stonewall, was a prominent bisexual activist who established some of the first bi-specific programs in the US. Sylvia Rivera and Marsha P. Johnson, two trans women of colour who were key players in those first Stonewall riots, were also bi. But this seems to get forgotten when we talk about the history of LGBT activism and what it's all about. We're not actually just talking about gay and lesbian rights. We're talking about rights for anyone who doesn't fit our social narrative of what is regular gender, regular sexuality, regular culture. And I think it's really important, if this is going to be a celebration for all of us, that we acknowledge the shady bits in our past as a community. You know, I'm jacked off and I'm white and I'm middle class. So I'm coming from a position of pretty huge privilege in my jacked offedness. And it's just not good enough. It's really not. So please, let me know what you think. SMS me on 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. How do you feel about Mardi Gras? If you love it, tell me. If you hate it, tell me. If you've got no idea, tell me. If you never really pay much attention because it's in Sydney and it's clearly labelled for gays and lesbians and you fall under none of those geographic or sexuality categories, let me know. You are on Joy. It's 28 minutes to 10. And this is Frank Ocean, Seeing on Both Sides.
Like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya. Police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull.
Rollin' when you ride, poppin'. Rollin' when you ride, ride to ride. Got one street actin', turned up like some dirty plastic. Ride. 2016, brought some discs. 2017, ideas, playing off of Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting.
Fightin'.
Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick.
Yeah.
Clips on clips like Mike. It's really all. See both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12s. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in the hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you seen it drive in itself. No matter black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. Rubber band, a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby Bart, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby Bart, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7, they ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards, I got new money, and it's all cash. I got new
bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby boy, blazing the dash, call money at home.
Frank Ocean being amazing, as Frank Ocean is wont to do. That was Chanel. It's 24 minutes to 10. You're on Joy. I'm Jennifer. This is the Representation Hour on Triple Bypass. And we're talking Mardi Gras. It is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras soon, next weekend. And it's once again called the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It wasn't for a short time, but, you know, that's a thing. So I'm having a look at the history of bisexual activism in the broader LGBT activism history, and particularly bi erasure. Some of us are old enough to remember the interesting moment in time, late 99, early 2000, which really isn't that long ago, when there was a public meeting of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras to discuss whether or not to lift restrictions on bisexuals applying for Mardi Gras membership. So up until this point, you were allowed to join if you were able to tick a box on the membership form indicating that you were gay, lesbian, homosexual or transgender. If you, oh, you had to do other things, indicate support for the mission statement, be nominated by two Mardi Gras members. People who identified as bisexual needed to provide additional reasons to justify their membership. They had to prove that their queer card was valid. And what this meant is in 1999, somebody who had a very long history of activism in LGBT organisations was refused membership because there wasn't sufficient proof that they were bisexual enough. Now, just in case this hasn't been made clear, bisexuals don't need to be gay enough. We'll never be gay enough. We'll never be straight enough because we are neither gay or straight. Bisexual is a different thing, and it's a complete thing. It is an entire unit of sexuality. It is valid. It is real. And it's been around forever, for so long, you would not believe. I'm not sure what more we can say on this. It should be noted that at that meeting, there were several speakers who really fought for bisexual people to be allowed to join just on the basis of being bisexual, to not have to provide additional reasons to justify their membership. When we talk about bi erasure in the history of LGBT activism, we're not saying that every single gay and lesbian and homosexual person throughout history has been biphobic, has wanted to suppress bisexual people. Not at all. What we're saying is there is a general culture of erasure that bi people have perhaps not insisted on their identity for the sake of the cause, have perhaps been coded as gay or straight. We all know this continues to happen. But it's something that we need to talk about. It's something that we need to acknowledge. Otherwise, stuff's just not going to get better. It's 21 minutes to 10. I am with you for another 20-ish minutes. That's how it works. I'm here till 10. You can SMS me on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Right now, though, producer Claire, I need you to turn up the radio and stand very, very close to the speaker. This is especially for Claire, who is in Perth at the moment and so is not in the studio with me. This is Missy Higgins and Amanda Palmer with Before Too Long.
Before too long, the one your loving, we'll wish that he never met you. Before too long, he who was nothing will suddenly come into view. So let the time keep rolling on, it's on my side. Lonely nights will soon be gone, high is the tide. Before too long, we'll be together and no one will tear us apart. Before too long, the words will be spoken, I know all the action by heart. And as the night time follows day, I'm closing.
Amanda Palmer and Missy Higgins there being just overwhelmingly divine with Before Too Long. It is 16 minutes to 10. You're on Joy. This is Triple Bypass. I am Jennifer. It's the representation hour. It is the last Tuesday of the month. But I'm not talking pop culture with you this month. I'm playing some great songs and I'm talking about our history within LGBT movement, because it is Mardi Gras time and not all of us feel great about that. There is a history within our broader queer community of implying that bisexuals somehow have it better, that, you know, the fact that a bunch of us end up in relationships with members of people of a different gender suggests that we are just taking advantage of hetero privilege, that we are holidaying when we have relationships with people of the same gender. There's a whole lot of strange, weird messaging that goes on, and I think it's useful for us to take a look at that. I have been having a look on the Mardi Gras website, mardigras.org.au. And if you go to mardigras.org.au/history, you can find the word bisexual once. And that is because it was the title or the theme for 2003. Once. I don't know how terrible that is. I don't know how that should be changed, if that should be changed. I would also like to note that you can find the word transgender on the page once in the same spot, because the theme for 2003 was 25 years of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual and queer culture. I don't know. Is it enough to have, you know, a bit of labelling on the 25th anniversary? Should it not be for us? Should it just be for monosexual cisgender people? Is that what it's all about? Let me know what you think. Send me an SMS, 0427JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. If you think I'm absolutely full of shit, let me know. I'm really curious. I think this is an interesting thing that we can try and figure out a little bit more. I think it will go a long way to helping to create a more cohesive, broader queer community. Yeah. You are on Joy. It's 13 minutes to 10. And here is Christine and the Queens with Tilted. Just because it makes me happy, you know? And she is a divinely talented pansexual person.
Hey, I'm in my right place. Don't be a coward. Oh,
wasn't it gorgeous? Tilted from Christine and the Queens there on Joy. I do recommend tracking down the original French song, Christine. Exquisite. It's 9 minutes to ten. I am Jennifer. This is Triple Bypass. And we've had a message through. It's an anonymous one. The historical treatment is terrible, and there is such an opportunity now to be more inclusive of the Bi-plus community. Yet for as long as we continue to fail to recognise their validity and perpetuate stereotypes, we are risking the safety and well-being of the Bi-plus community. And it extends beyond the LGBT community to the general population. And this leaves me worrying about the well-being of my bi friends who live at home with their parents who fail to recognise bisexuality and are afraid of them and question the validity of them and their self-worth. I want to remind all bi-plus people that they are valid. Oh my goodness, yes you are. All of you. You are absolutely valid, absolutely important, most definitely here and seen and loved and wanted. In honour of all of those beautiful, beautiful bisexuals who have had their identity erased, here's Whitney Houston. You are on Joy. It's 7 minutes to ten. It's Mardi Gras weekend. Gay and lesbian Mardi Gras weekend. But, you know, we can still dance, right? That's totally fine. Bisexuals are still allowed to dance, surely. Joy, it's 4 minutes to ten. This is Triple Bypass. I'm Jennifer. It's the Representation Hour. Next weekend is Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and we've spent the last hour having a look at the history of bisexual activism within LGBT organisations, and also biphobia and bi-erasure. And I want to leave you with this because it is time for me to go. This weekend, when you hear or see Courtney Act referred to as a gay icon, I want you to remember what Shane said on television, admittedly during Big Brother UK, but my God, wasn't it a beautiful teaching experience for the world? And I quote, "I would say on the Kinsey scale, with sexuality from 0 to 6, where 1 is exclusively heterosexual and 6 is exclusively homosexual, I would say I'm a 4. I'd say that if 3 is in the middle, I'd be like a 4. I have attractions to women. I've had sex with women. Most of my attraction is for men. And I think that gender's similar, where, you know, if 1 is female and 6 is male, I'm probably the same. I'm probably a 4 or a 3.5. So yeah, if every time you hear Courtney Act referred to as a gay icon, you want to scream out, they are not gay, they are bisexual, have at it. I'll be right there with you. So to take us to the end of the show, here is Courtney Act with Ugly. Because my God, that is a beautiful human. You are beautiful humans. Thanks for being with me tonight. You're on Joy.
The sun is up and I'm coming down. It's been a while, but I'm burning out. Flipping my fingers on the 5-inch screen. No, I can't pictures. Comfortably numb to the scene. Tap it twice. If you like it, tap it twice. If you like it, think twice. You may not like it, like it or not.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.